Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering Singapore is upskilling 40,000 AI professionals. Here's the blueprint your business needs by Brett Allegre Wood.
And this one is worth your time because it's not really about Singapore. It's about what every business owner should be doing right now.
Right. So the headline number, Singapore's IMDA, that's the Infocom Media Development Authority, has committed to upskilling 40,000 tech professionals in AI over 3 years through a program called AI Techs Ec.
And before anyone switches off thinking this is a government story, Brett's point is that a city-state of 5.9 million people is treating AI workforce capability the same way it treats roads and broadband. It's infrastructure.
Exactly. And if Singapore is making that bet at national scale, the question Brett puts to every business owner is not, is this relevant to me? It's, why haven't I started yet?
Which is a bit uncomfortable if you're sitting there thinking you'll get to it next quarter.
It is. So let's talk about what the AI Techs Ec program actually covers, because this is where it gets interesting. It's not prompt writing. It's not learning to use Copilot.
What is it then?
Three main areas. Automating software engineering tasks with AI. Context engineering, which is understanding how AI models process information to produce reliable outputs. And implementing agentic systems in multi-agent teams.
Can you break that last one down? Because agentic systems is going to sound foreign to most owners.
Fair point. An agentic system is an AI that can pursue a goal across multiple steps without someone holding its hand at each stage. So instead of you asking it one question at a time, it can plan, act, and adjust on its own.
And Brett's argument is that most workforces have no idea how to build, manage, or govern those systems yet.
None. And that's where the real productivity gains are sitting.
So what's the alternative most businesses are defaulting to? Hiring? Hiring, which Brett is pretty blunt about. Demand for AI talent far outstrips supply globally. Salaries are being driven up by every major tech company competing for the same small pool. And even when you find someone technically capable, they often don't understand your business deeply enough to deploy AI well from day one.
And then retention is a constant battle on top of that.
Right. But the cost Brett flags that gets less attention is paralysis. The feeling of watching the AI transition happen, knowing you need to be part of it, and not having the internal capability to act. That paralysis compounds every quarter.
A team that's been building and testing AI workflows for 18 months will have advantages that are genuinely hard to replicate quickly. Lower costs, faster decisions, shorter time to market.
That's the compounding effect of early investment. And Brett's view on waiting for the right moment is that it only ever looks like the right strategy in hindsight.
So what's the practical framework? Because this is where I think the article earns its keep.
5 steps, drawn from how Singapore approached this at scale. First, assess your current state honestly. What AI skills does your team actually have? Don't assume, find out.
Which sounds obvious, but most businesses genuinely don't know the answer.
Most don't.
Second, define a clear AI vision. What do you want AI to achieve? Automating repetitive tasks, deepening customer insights, building AI-powered products. The vision drives the specific skills you actually need to develop first. Third, invest in targeted upskilling, not generic courses. The AI Techs program works because it maps to real technical challenges, not introductory overviews. Your internal training should do the same. Fourth is the culture point. And I think this is the one that always gets skipped. Always. Skills without the right environment deteriorate. You need internal communities where people can experiment, share what they're learning, and collaborate on AI projects. Make experimentation safe. Make curiosity expected. And fifth, use external expertise to accelerate, not substitute. Bring in specialists for specific projects, but make knowledge transfer a contractual requirement. The goal is that your team comes out of it knowing more, not more dependent on the consultant. There's also a responsible AI section that I think deserves a mention, because it's easy to treat that as a box-ticking exercise. Brett makes the same point. Singapore's program makes governance explicit, and it's the right call. As AI gets deployed into hiring decisions, customer communications, financial analysis, the ethical and legal risks build up. Responsible AI is not a values exercise. It's risk management. The businesses that build governance in from the start will face fewer expensive corrections later. That's just true. Right.
So one thing each for the listener to act on this week. What's yours? Find one person in your business who is already curious about AI. Give them dedicated time and resource to go deep. Internal champions accelerate adoption faster than any external mandate. Mine is the mapping exercise. Even a simple self-assessment survey will surface the real gaps in your team's AI capability faster than you expect. That's how you start to augment what your team can actually do rather than just talking about it. The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there as well. We'll see you next time.